seriously human gods, but in the approaching of mystery, of the unknowable. It is at heart a sibling expression of the human spirit to that which drives the visual and cognitive scientists as they seek to unravel not just the animal fact of seeing, but the ineffable nature of consciousness, of ourselves.
That was the second in our essay series, Let There Be Dark, presented by Rupert Goodwins. The essays are available now as a download on the Radio 3 website.
Catch up online with the highlights of Radio 3's Britain 100 weekend.
Welcome to Radio 3 in residence at Aldborough, and we're celebrating the birth, of course, of its most famous resident who arrived this day, St. Cecilia's Day, the auspices were good, in 1913.
With a collection of complete works by Britain, each with its own introduction recorded exclusively for the Radio 3 website. Britain 100 continues online at bbc.co.uk/radio3.
And we continue on air now with Late Junction and Max Reinhardt.
The year 1963, the people's president was taken. Brutality, brutality.
Black President. Brenda Fassie released that tribute in 1990 to Nelson Mandela, who had just walked free after 27 years of imprisonment. The song was banned from the airwaves during apartheid. But in 1994, she was able to perform it for Mandela himself at his inauguration ceremony. A Mandela. Welcome to Lake Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and this is something you could call impro-baroque. It combines baroque melodies with the structures of jazz improvisation. So, two contrasting tracks from an album called New Eyes on Baroque. Bach Polska, featuring Nils Lundgren with a jazz ensemble, and With Dropping Wings. With Drooping Wings. Bit of a mistake. With Drooping Wings from Henry Purcell's Dido and Aeneas, featuring the Swedish Radio Choir, conducted by Gustav Sjökvist. Pumped and Waxed, Frank Zappa setting his electronic muse free. He recorded that in the Zappa Basement Studio in 1972, and it's available along with other previously unreleased Zappa rarities on his Finer Moments album, released exactly a year ago today. And it's just over a year ago since Ravi Shankar died. This is Ragabai Ravi, recorded when, as Ravi told it, he was fooling around at his home in Encinitas in California, playing pieces with Tamoy Bose on tabla. Thank you. Ragabharavi, featuring Ravi Shankar on sitar, Tanmoy Bose on tabla, and two of Ravi's students on treble and bass tambura, Barry Phillips and Kenji Ota. It's from his posthumously released CD, The Living Room Sessions, Part 2. You can find full details of all the music I'm playing tonight online on the Radio 3 webpages. Worth a look. Panayotis Meldis sounds like an exotic name to me, but the Greek-born Milan-based producer-singer has adopted the name Larigas. Apparently that's a pun. Larigas in Greek means throat or larynx. Now, you could say this is soulful electronica in any language. The Night Patrols, A Man Asleep. two noted percussionists. That was Nuzinga by Brazilian master Nana Vasconcelos from his latest album, Four Elements. And before that, his sometimes collaborator, Swiss sticksman Pierre Favre with Madame Boss, a track from his 1970 album, Drum Conversation. Charles Mingus was a prolific master of enigmatic jazz compositions. One of the enigmas is the title he gave this next piece. The Shoes of the Fisherman's Wife Are Some Jive Ass Slippers.
Thank you.
Well, after that epic Charles Mingus track, The Shoes of the Fisherman's Wife Are Some Jive-Ass Slippers, we heard a track with a more prosaic title, Gift of Red, by New York City-based theremin virtuoso and composer Doric Chrysler. And the track seemed to have a lot of white satin stitched into its ethereal electronic elegance. Don't tell the Moody Blues. And so, to Alcun Paganini, a piece from Michael Finnessy's massive 5.5-hour piano cycle, The History of Photography and Sound. To quote Finnessy, the history, that which is always being forgotten and newly remembered, of photography, which records things as they seem to be, in sound, the magma of music, before the obscene formulae of Plato and those who follow. Thank you. From Michael Finnis's The History of Photography and Sound, that was Ian Pace performing Alcan Paganini. Amongst other things, that's an exploration of the work of 19th century composers Charles Valentin Alcan and Niccolo Paganini. Now, everybody's probably heard by now about the Greenwich Village coffee bar scene of the 1960s, which threw up some of the great characters of late 20th century and mid-20th century music, people like Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Paul Simon. But behind those people, well, there were the original songwriters, but there were also some popularising figures who still really haven't come to people's attention. And one of those guys was Dave Van Ronk, who was slightly older than people like Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. And it was them who did the listening and found some of the songs like, you know, Baby, Let Me Follow You Down, old blues songs, old-time music, and they started to play those cover versions with their own arrangements in coffee bars, and they were picked up by people who later became more famous. The Coen brothers are very interested in Dave Van Ronk. In fact, they've made a movie called Inside Llewyn Davis, which is being released in this country next month. It'd be interesting to know what that sounds like, because it's got Justin Timberlake in it. But anyway, I thought it's time for us to explore a little bit of Dave Van Ronk. So, before Bob Dylan or the Animals covered this song, Dave Van Ronk had made it his own. He recorded this version at Yale University in 1961, and somehow or other, he sounds just a little like Nina Simone. Here he is. You'll know the song.
They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor girl and me. Thank you. and he'll pass them all around. And the only pleasure he gets out of life is hoboing from town to
When the clocks have stopped. The spectral sonic world of counter-silence, known to his friends as Colin Ventura, a composer, producer and resident of Southend-on-Sea, and actually a frequent tweeter to Lake Junction. He tweets us, of course, at BBC Radio 3, hashtag Lake Junction, and you can tweet us there as well. Now, Ghost Poet is also a composer, producer and resident of London, who featured on our Lake Junction collaboration session last Christmas. This Christmas, he's been collaborating with Malian talking drum band Dukura, and here's a track he recorded with them in Bamako as part of the latest Africa Express project, Maison des Jeunes.
Feel like I don't wanna know her, but I've been feeling the change. Get out my way, man, I just wanna grow her. Oh, trying to fix fireplace, I want to saw in a dream. Poke out the sun, bloody left my sun cream. Poking out my liver while I shiver all day, and drums keep playing, rabble won't stay. Drunk the local wares until I felt a bit giddy. Acting all silly, Marley's all on the telly. Life change cunning, but these west legs running. Cool the sack, intimate, I ain't that relevant. Heaven's above, man, I've been waiting a while. Why won't the seasons change? Lights ain't on, I can't be cracking a smile. Why won't the seasons change? All cried out, but still I'm shedding a tear. Why won't the seasons change? Future's bright, but I ain't feeling it here. Why won't the seasons change? Change, change. Why won't the seasons change? Bus full of characters, can't see the wood for the mind jungle overrun. Too much fun, I'm all distracted, reacting to silly wires, cracks in a rag. Gotta get back, get an equilibrium, straight and right out. Sat the lad filling in, I gotta step up. Done with all the hiding, hit behind those curtains so neighbors can't see. But how can I ignore all the stuff out my window and turn a blind eye while the rain was coming down? I was thinking I could win it with a wink and a smile, but it's been this way for a while, ain't having it. Heaven's above, man, I've been waiting a while. Why won't the season change? Lights ain't on, can't be cracking a smile. Why won't the seasons change? All cried out, but still I'm shedding a tear. Why won't the season change? Future's bright, but I ain't feeling it here. Why won't the seasons change? Change, change. Why won't the seasons change? Change, change. Why won't the seasons change?
The Devil for My Hurt by the Ollam. They're shaking up Irish traditional music, as you could hear, bringing Illion pipes and whistles together with the guitar, the Fender Rhodes and the drums. And they're a trio from Belfast, John McSherry from Detroit, Tyler Duncan, and drummer Michael Shimon. Well, that's good night from me. More Late Junction tomorrow night. But I'm going to leave the last word with the Soweto Gospel Choir and this timely medley. Asimbananga and Biko. Good night. Thanks for listening.
Asimbananga.
Asimbananga. Manjela tina. La pe kona. La pe sheli kona.
Asimbananga.
Asimbananga. Manjela tina. La pe kona. La pe sheli kona.
Iti hey when.
Hey when.
Hey when.
Hey when na. Sophia nini lasya kona lasya kona.
Giti hey when.
Hey when.
Hey when.
Hey when na. Sophia nini lasya kona lasya kona.
Asimbananga.
Asimbananga. Mangela tina. La pe kona. La pe feli kona.
Asimbananga.
Asimbananga. Mangela tina. La pe kona. La peste li conna.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, you can blow up the candles, but you can't blow out the fire. Once the flames begin to catch, the wind will blow it high. Oh,
Biko, Biko, Biko.
Because,
because,
oh.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Brahms' Fantasies and Mussorgsky Pictures to open tonight, played by the Czech pianist Libor Novacek. Novacek made his name in his 20s, in particular with his Liszt and Brahms recordings. He's now in his 30s, and this is a recital he gave in the lovely acoustic of the Dvořák Hall in Prague's Rudolfinum in December 2012. The Brahms' Fantasies and Mussorgsky Pictures are to come. And Novacek sets off with Beethoven. This music, often referred to as Beethoven's first truly virtuoso piano sonata, it's one of a set of sonatas the 25-year-old Beethoven dedicated to his teacher, Haydn. Thank you.
Thank you.